The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. There are so many homilies in this quick passage. It's going to be very difficult to choose one, right? Look at what Jesus is saying here, and then look at what we pursue in our lives. And of course, not you, right? The people like outside who they don't know Jesus, right? So they're lost, right? So think about what they pursue. No, don't think about what you pursue in your life. It's better. Okay, what Jesus is like, he's taken the American dream and he's saying, if you achieve that, you're wrong, right? You've gone way, way wrong. So here, blessed are you who are poor. Okay, well, we want to be rich, but wait now. Woe to you who are rich. You've received your consolation, right? The challenge is that we do not presently or currently live in the kingdom of God. So things are not all right the way they are, right? All these things, rich, being filled, right? So, I mean, we could look at it in perhaps a little different way, right? One is this material satisfaction, physical satisfaction, emotional satisfaction. I mean, if we're satisfied in any particular aspect of the way with the way in which the world is, we have some problems because we're not there yet. And so we can't be, or we shouldn't rather, I should say, we can be, and that's the danger. We shouldn't want to make these pursuits the focus of our lives. And yet we do. These are a certain set of counterfeit gods. We say, you know, if I just had a little bit more this, then I think I could make it. If I just had a little bit more material satisfaction, right? If I just had that, the better version, right? Oh, this is great, right? Because the new iPhone's coming out, right? When that comes out, just watch, right? They're gonna start killing themselves to get that thing, right? As though they don't have something that's pretty much exactly the same in their pocket already. It's like, we've been convinced, if I just had that, then I'm going to be happy. Woe to you if you're happy when you get the new iPhone. Yeah, you're right, because what is your life at that point? What is your life? When God is the very center of our lives, when we are giving God all and pursuing God in all things, we won't seek material satisfaction. We won't seek physical satisfaction. We won't seek emotional satisfaction for themselves. That may come following God, but we also don't expect it to come. And we don't need it to come. Because God gives us what it is we need, in order to be about his mission. And so it's not our personal, totally insignificant mission of trying to get material, physical, emotional well-being. That's miserable. It's too small for you. It's about our being part of bringing God's rule of self-sacrificial love to the world. We receive it here in the life of Jesus, and we become Jesus for the world. That's why then, blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil for Jesus' sake. Why? Because you're doing what you should be doing. You're about God's mission of turning the world not upside down, right side up for his good purposes. You're following God in all things, and you're not calculating the cost. My friends, that's what we do here. Our lives are lit on fire as we come and offer them to Jesus at this altar. We're made to be like him so that we can be about his mission in the world. Whatever else happens, material, physical, emotional well-being, whatever, whatever. It's too little, it's too small for you. Be about the great things today. God has not called us to comfort. He's called us to greatness.